Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Candid, a podcast by Swatch and AMDA. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and as always, I'm so happy you're here. This week I'm back at school, obviously, and it's been really nice. I've finally gotten to a little routine again, which I'm huge on. And yeah, so last week I was actually finishing my garment for the fashion event, and I finally finished it. By the time I was done with it, I was so happy I did not have to look at it. I mean, it's very pretty, don't get me wrong, but whenever you spend that much time on something, it's so frustrating, obviously. But I'm excited to show you guys. I think it's going to be really fun, and I think you will like it, and there's kind of a fun story behind it, and I'm ready for it. Last night, I actually launched my second hoodie, and they'll be up until the 15th, which I'm super, super excited about. Go watch my TikTok on it. There's a fun message behind it. And I'm just glad to be working with this brand again because I love how they did the last hoodies. They looked great. And they're all screen printed, so it's like paint through a screen, I guess. And it makes the colors look so vibrant, which I'm excited for. I love the message behind it. I love it all. I'm just excited to see people wear it. It's already fun to see like people in my Sunday Scaries hoodie, but whenever I did my Sunday Scaries, I only had about 3,000 followers, which was exciting at that time for me. I was like so excited about that, and I sold 50 hoodies, I think. And so it's fun. A lot of them were from, I got one from my brother, you know, my roommates all ordered them, my friends all ordered them. So I'm really excited to see who orders it this time. Obviously, I have more followers, and it's just cool. You know, it's like something that I worked hard on, designed on, and thought about a lot, and had to get it approved a bunch of times, blah, blah, blah. So make sure you get your hoodie. The link is on my bio on any social media. And make sure you follow my Instagram accounts and TikTok. So today's episode, I'm really excited about. This is my first guest outside of Auburn. So we're going to be talking with Susanna, and I'm so excited because we literally talk every day, but we've never met. She is my voice memo queen. We literally only talk through voice memos, which I think is funny. So like our texts are not like long at all or anything, but she helps me find outfits and I tell her literally everything that happens in my life and vice versa. So it's kind of funny. I'll kind of save all of it for her, but I let you guys ask me some questions on Instagram, and she's going to answer them today. Just so next time I have a guest, you're able to ask as many questions as you want. Make sure you follow Styled by Grace Brown on Instagram. That way you're in the know of when I have guests and when to ask them questions. And as always, I always answer questions there. I do a weekly Q&A with advice, links, whatever. So let's go ahead and jump into the Q&A with Susanna. Okay guys, so I'm actually back and we have Zuz with us right now, and I'm so excited. I'll let her introduce herself and kind of tell us where she went to school and what she does with TikTok and social media and stuff, so you can take over.
Hey guys, my name is Zuz. You may know me on TikTok from Lil Zuzi, or I also run an art account on Instagram called Art by Zuz. I went to North Carolina State University and I majored in public relations with a concentration in I majored in communications with a concentration in public relations. I live in Wilmington right now, and basically I just make TikToks and art, and I'm trying to figure out this whole 20s thing.
Yeah, I completely get that. I have no idea what I want to do after college, so I understand that. 20s is a hard year, like all 10 years of it, I feel like. I feel like I'm just trying to figure out so much. But
yeah,
I asked you guys on my Instagram, I told you guys that we were going to be recording this podcast, and so I left a little question box for you guys, and I'm just going to fire through some of those questions that you guys asked. So one that I got a lot was, because these were the ones that were like really repeated questions, but one of the main ones was, what inspires your artwork?
I really tried to think about this one because I wanted to answer it correctly, but I don't know if there's even a correct answer. I get a lot of my inspiration from Pinterest, from this artist named Ashley Longshore. I mean, she's awesome, and she creates such fun and colorful artwork, and that's what kind of...
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, and that's what kind of pushed me to really get inspired to creating artwork. I kind of just want to start this out by saying that I started Art by Zoos unintentionally. I mean, I...
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I have always been creative and artistic, and, like, my parents kind of pushed me to go to art school because my favorite classes in school were art, and I always took art as an elective. And when it came to college and moving into our, like, first house junior year after living in the sorority house, I wanted to create my own artwork. That's just kind of what felt really organic to me. I hate that word.
Right.
But,
yeah, but, I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, and I wanted something personal. And one of my friends at the time was like, Zeus, like, your art is so good, you should just make an Instagram. And
yeah.
I was like, no, I'm so embarrassed. Like, what if people don't like it? Blah, 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 blah. You know, like, second-guessing myself, and I was really nervous. And I ended up doing it. And I honestly really want to give her a lot of credit for that, because if she wasn't there, I wouldn't have done it. And to this right. day, I totally spun away from that question. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, that's what we're here for. We want to hear the backstory, too, of course.
I get a lot of my inspiration from Pinterest, and I really do my best to not copy other artists. And, for example, like, if any of you do follow me on my art Instagram, one of my most popular pieces is Ranch Water, and I got a lot of that inspiration from my trip to Nashville for my friend Mary Helen's birthday. And
yeah,
and I also got a lot of inspiration from TikTok. I mean, the cowboy boot trend. I was like, okay, everyone right. loves cowboy boots. Let's make yeah. a piece with cowboy boots. And
yeah.
you know, like, Ranch Water drinks are really popular. I mean, it's really just a lot of Pinterest, but a lot of what's going on now and what's trendy and pink. We all love pink. We're pink girls.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of color. I like that.
Yeah.
I know that I started kind of following you. Like, we kind of became friends over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you mentioned the Nashville trip is just what kind of completely took me back. Because I feel like that's when I really started to... I think that's when I started to follow you, is when you went to Nashville.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember you wore this red dress that I thought was really cute. Or yes. did you? Did you wear, like,
yes.
a red...
Yes. It okay. was kind of fringe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. And my friend Savannah had the same one, too. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, she looks so cute in it. Whatever. So, that's when I started to follow you. I don't really know our whole timeline, but when did you really start to, like, take off on TikTok or, like, start to post daily or know that you wanted to do it?
I don't really know a timeline, but... I really started looking more into what I could do with my TikTok when I hit 10K. I want to say that. And I
right.
think that was around the August time, which is when I went to Nashville. And, I don't know.
So that was in August of this year?
Of 2021, I want to say.
Okay. Wow. That just does not seem like that long ago.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just crazy how fast time has gone.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I could be completely wrong. Like, I really don't remember, but that's what it feels like to me. Or at least that's what, when I look back at my page, I'm like, I see that transition of, like, making silly little Zara videos to, like, trying to make something
monetize
more out
it.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I think it's fun that your friend kind of inspired you, because that is... I was really nervous for my first TikTok, and, like, not mm-hmm. first, but, like, the first one that I actually took seriously. I did a voiceover day in my life, and I had friends in high school that were, like, so judgmental of stuff like that, and
yeah.
And I love them to death, but, like, it just wasn't, like, normal, like, to post stuff like that. And so when I posted that my junior year, around the same time in, like, August, obviously I didn't blow up overnight or anything. I still have not, like, blown up, but my roommates were so encouraging, and like I feel like that's a huge deal. I don't know. I feel like it's our friends that really have to like push us out there.
For sure. I was definitely, I mean, with the friend group I'm in now, I'm definitely so blessed with them because they're so supportive about it and they'll send me video ideas and they're just the best at making me not feel embarrassed about it. Because I feel like there's a
Right.
tendency to feel that way. Because a lot of the
Right.
time I forget that there's people from high school that follow me.
Yeah, I forget that too. Like over the break when I had COVID, I was obviously TikToking about it.
Yeah.
And this girl texted me and she's like, "Hope you feel better." I was like, "How does she know that I have COVID?" And then I was like, "Oh my God, she follows my TikTok."
Yeah.
Like, I forget that there's like actually like people I know watching it.
No, I know.
And it kind of scares me sometimes, honestly.
Yeah.
But it took me realizing, someone the other day was like, "How do you not get embarrassed?" And I was like, "Well, I used to." But I kind of had to realize that if people aren't going to support that, then they're just like not compatible with
No.
me. Like, you know what I
And you
mean?
have to take it lightheartedly too. Like, you can't
Yeah.
take it straight to the heart. Because, like, I mean, like, my boyfriend's friends and, like, my friends will, like, make fun of it, but not in a mean way. Like, in a jokingly, like, a humbling way. Like,
Yeah.
don't get in your
Yeah,
head,
like,
Zeus. Like, you
yeah,
know?
humble yourself. Yeah, I feel
Yes.
that. So the next idea, I mean, not the idea. The next question was, how do you come up with original ideas? Which you already kind of answered. You just kind of look at the trends, like cowboy boots, pink, and anything. Is there anything else? You know, TikTok, I'm sure helps, Pinterest.
Also just sticking to like my style. I feel like every artist has their own. You're talking about art, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just sticking to my own kind of style. I mean, every artist has their own kind of take at things. I mean, you can look at one piece of art and know that it was painted by that person, for example, Ashley Longshore.
Right.
Or like
Yeah.
there has been hindering moments for me, if that even is the right word, where I will make a piece of art and it's liked by a lot of people, and then other accounts on Instagram will copy it, but you can see the distinctions between like my
Yeah.
piece and the other person's. Because everyone paints a little bit
Yeah.
differently and everyone uses their brush strokes differently, and you can really tell. So I definitely try and keep it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think that's what's really cool about your art is you can tell because I've seen people who have tried to copy you and it bothers me. You already know that though. I told you that. But how do you kind of like how do you feel when people copy you? Like what do you do to kind of stop them? Obviously, copying is flattery, but to a certain
To a
extent, it's
certain
just like
extent, it gets
rude.
really annoying,
Yeah.
if we're being
Yeah,
honest.
obviously.
And I try not to get too hot-headed about it, and I try to be really mature about it. I mean, once again, like I said, I'm blessed with the best friends ever, and they 100% have my back on it. Do they take it a little too far sometimes? Maybe, but like,
Yeah.
I work so hard, and it is my full-time job, and I deserve the recognition. And I personally try to be as nice as possible, and I will either comment on the person's post and ask them kindly to take it down, or message them privately.
Yeah.
It is frustrating, and there's a fine line in the copyright world of like what you can copyright and what you can't and what's automatically copyrighted, which can play
Right.
into things. Have I ever had to take that turn in terms of like, why is someone calling me? In terms of someone having to like sue someone? No.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be so intense. But I mean, if you needed to, you should be able to, especially because
Right.
like you said, that is like your job and like it's something that you're passionate about.
And I just wanted, wait, can I touch on something really quick?
Yeah, of course, of course.
If you are interested in starting an art account, 100% do it. It's a great way to see yourself grow as an artist because for me, like my art looks completely different to how it looked, for example, 2 years ago. But with that being said, create original art. Like, you know, like people get mad at you.
Right.
I know other artists who have had really big artists that I won't name message them with a cease and desist letter. And like, if you're looking to make a profit out of it and a business out of it, do it right before it's too late. I feel like that sounded kind of scary. But, you know, just...
No. Like, put yourself out there is what you're saying.
Put yourself out there. Put your style out there. And don't copy, because it's just gonna... It's that, you know, like, it's... I don't know. We can cut that out. I didn't make sense at all.
No, that makes perfect sense. I think that people actually really enjoy that. Yeah. Especially because...
Yeah, and the thing is...
I feel like...
And the thing is...
People are, like, scared.
Yeah. Do something original. And I say that because there's a lot of accounts where you see the same thing on every page. And how does... Right. If you're thinking at it from a business standpoint, how does that define you from other artists? Because one person can just go to the other account and get it for a cheaper price, right? That's why copying is a thing. But how is that going to help you grow? I mean, if you legitimately want to turn this into something, or you don't even know that you want to change it, turn it into something, the benefit of coming up with a unique piece of art is that completely puts you in a different position than other pages. Because you now have, there's a word for it, it distinctifies. Is that what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word.
It distinctive.
It makes you like who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is something different. And no one else can get that from another page, you know?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. I think that, I think a lot of people are scared to put like what they're passionate about out there. They rather just follow the trend.
Yeah.
And I mean, it kind of leads back to the whole thing about TikTok. Like, I mean, if it's something you're passionate about, like with you and your art, you have your own style and you're like set aside from people because, I mean, who else would think to make a cute little painting? Like, the ranch water is my favorite, obviously, but like, there's just so many things that make it you. Yeah, it's right behind. I'm literally looking at
it. I'm never selling
it. Is that the
it.
Original one?
That's the original.
Oh my God. Of course, it's so cute.
Yeah, she's never getting sold. Sometimes I wish I didn't sell my other original works. Just so I could have my own little collection. And, like, it's so cool to have an original, I guess, even though it's my own thing. Right. So, like, I don't look at it, I guess, the same that
it's
other
really
people
cool.
can look at it. But I love Ranch Water. She's my fave.
I love that one. It is one of my favorites for sure. So, the next question that I got asked a lot is someone said, how do you stay motivated?
That's a tough one. Especially because... I'm going to be completely honest and put everything on the table. If you didn't already know, like, I literally graduated from college and moved back into my parents' house.
Right.
When I first moved here, all the furniture, everything for a long time was my high school, like, not cute furniture, nothing matched. So, like, I like to have a, like, I felt so motivated in my college house because I was surrounded by my own art. And I was surrounded by, like, my more grown-up things. And going back to my high school bedroom, I mean, it was kind of like a step back. Am I 100% grateful that I'm living here? Absolutely. I have a free studio. I don't pay rent. My mom cooks. Like, I'm living the best life I possibly could in my situation. And it's awesome. But anyway, I mean, what motivates me is... trying to make a name for myself. I mean, I don't know. That's a hard question for me.
Obviously, you have, like, big goals. Like, I'm sure that helps you keep motivated in a way.
Yeah.
Where, if you could, like, blow up overnight, like, I guess that's, like, a bad way to put it. But, like, what, if you could do the most you could do with your artwork, like, reach, like, the peak of... like, what you wanted to do, what would that be? Like, having your own studio, like, somewhere, or having people collect your items, kind of like Ashley Longshore does.
Having my art at Art Basel in Miami.
Yes. I could see that. I could see that next year.
No. No, I'm not big enough for that. And I feel like my art, I don't know if other artists feel this way, but when I look at my art, I feel like I don't look at it the way that other people look at it. Like, I... see all the imperfections and all the things that could have gone wrong or went wrong. And I don't know if that's, like, a thing for me or what, but, like, I don't know. So I'm always critiquing myself. And I feel like...
No, I get that.
My art isn't cool enough to be an Art Basel.
I think it is. I think, like, I'm not kidding. And I'm not just saying that either. I mean, I would straight up tell you if I did or didn't, but, like, it's so different from other people, and I feel like it's that type of vibe that I could easily see it. And of course, you're gonna see the your own like imperfections and stuff because you spent time on it.
Yeah.
I struggle with that too, kind of, with because you know I used to do a lot of design and sew a ton of stuff, but I kind of had to take a step back from that because I was so focused on what was going wrong. And then I kind of let that reflect onto who I was
because
I'm very competitive and meticulous and, like, perfectionist, which I don't know if you're like that. And so I only design probably once every 6 months.
Yeah.
Now.
I mean, I go through random moods, you know? Like, I could... A lot of the way I made my prints is that I literally can't sleep. It's 1 a.m. I just grab my laptop, I whip out Adobe Illustrator, and I have my little tablet, and I just start drawing. Like, it's it really just, like, goes in waves, and I don't have much of a schedule to it. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, now kind of diving into style, because we got a lot of questions on that.
Okay.
If you're unfamiliar, obviously, for those listening... Zeus is very colorful and has, like, the best closet I've ever seen in my entire life. Someone asked, how would you describe your personal style?
Well, Grace, I would describe my personal style as colorful, like you said. I'd say a little trendy. I was thinking about this in the shower last night.
Shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts. I love my shower thoughts. And part of me wanted to say conservative. Like, I don't wear a lot of revealing things.
Yeah. I could,
because I'm uncomfortable in my own skin.
Oh, my. So why do you think... But your style just does not...
Well,
you know what I mean?
The thing is, like, I don't try to be conservative, but I just feel like I am. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would say colorful. I would say fun. I really want to get into pattern play. Really
bad.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I feel like your next thing is probably going to be a lot of patterns.
Like those tiger boots we saw the other day. I've really been thinking about them.
Yes. For people that are listening, I'm not kidding. We text we text like every day.
We
what
do.
What do you say?
We do.
And it's sometimes it's really stupid and sometimes it's not. Like today I'm making a huge life decision at 1 o'clock. I obviously told her first.
I'm so honored.
But I obviously was like, I'm voice memoing her right now. But okay, let's see. Where do you get style inspo? No,
you didn't ask that yet.
Style. Okay, so yeah, where do you get your style inspiration?
Right off the bat, I'm going to say Nina Stambeck. I think that's how you say her name. She is... I don't want to butcher it, so I'm not going to say where she's from because I could be completely wrong. But Nina Sambeck is one of my biggest style inspirations ever. If you don't follow her,
I need to follow her. Yeah.
She is incredible if you're into colorful fashion. I want to say she's legendary because she literally hits the nail on the head every time. If you're into colorful fashion, fun fashion, you just want something like pretty, like colors to look at on Instagram, like seriously go follow her because it's insane the way that she
I'm
can
look her up right
style
now.
Her clothes. What?
I'm gonna look her up on Instagram right
oh,
now.
Oh, do you not follow her?
No,
Grace,
I've never seen her.
Big mistake.
Oh my god, immediate follow.
Immediate
oh
follow. I'm telling y'all, stop listening to this podcast and go follow her.
Guys, she's right. I'm looking at her right now. Wait, the pictures I sent you earlier. Yeah, they are. Oh my god. You see, she's all over my Pinterest.
And another really good one is Zena Don'ts. I don't know. I follow her on TikTok and Instagram. She is absolutely adorable. But do you remember her TikTok video with the Prada ornaments and they broke?
Yes. I feel like every influencer posted a video like that.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I didn't see one where they stayed in the box. That's a scandal, guys. The Prada ornaments. Maybe I should talk about that one.
You should talk about that one.
Because people thought that was planned.
I don't think it was.
If you were on that. I don't think it was either. I think it was just poor packaging.
Yeah. And they're super fragile. Like, let's see.
I thought this... Oh. Keep answering. Because honestly, you would say you got some from Pinterest too, right?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
That's mainly where I get mine.
Yeah.
And I text you and tell you that I need to find something for this event and this event. I need to send you the new jeans I got yesterday. They're really good.
Oh, please do. I want to see.
Someone asked, and I like kind of laughed out loud whenever I saw this question, because it was kind of like I know the person wasn't saying it sassy, but it sounded sassy like in my head God. When I read it. It says, where do you shop other than Zara?
I don't blame them at all, because I'm not going to lie, a large percentage of my closet is Zara. And it's the best bang for my buck. And yeah. They have, I just love their stuff. I will sometimes shop on Revolve. I really like Shopbot. Where else do I shop, Zeus? Where do you shop?
Like, do you ever do ASOS?
Oh, yeah. I love ASOS.
Okay.
That's kind of really what I was thinking. Depends.
I mean, I think that's a good answer, because I feel like a lot of people, I feel like everybody kind of shops the same places. It's just all about like how much you want to look.
Yeah, it's all about how much work you put into it and like the vision you see behind the thing.
Right.
Or the piece of clothing that you see online. Another good one that I used to shop at Nasty Gal. Like November, but I just have not bought anything from there.
It's been
kind of
good
there.
Recently.
I haven't been like that into it because their shipping takes forever.
I ordered something from there last week for my trip to Miami in April, because my brother's getting married, so like it's a whole thing.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, I am excited. But what, oh my God, what was I gonna say? Oh, they have these really cute polka dot, I hate how I just said that.
Polka dot.
Pajamas, polka dot, pajamas, but they have like feather trim. I need to send them
cute.
To you. Okay. Next question is, what has been your favorite part of growing on social media and TikTok and just everything in general?
My favorite might just be my least favorite. Okay. And I say that because I love that I've seen myself grow as a person. But I hate that I've seen myself grow as a person, because it's embarrassing for me to look back at my past videos. And I feel like no one really talks about this on TikTok.
No, I know exactly what you mean. Like, even like 4 months ago, I'll look at my videos and be like,
oh my God, I'll look at a video from December. And I'm like, why did I say that? Why did I look like that? Like, what was this outfit that I put together? But like, that's a part of growth. And like, you're growing every single day. And I feel like that's a big part of being in your 20s too. Cause like, you may be 22 in this person, but you're not going to be 23 in that person. Like,
and I feel like something that is also really weird about looking back at old videos, I was looking back at my videos a year ago today. And February is probably the worst month for me last year, just because I had a ton of different things going on. I like look back at it and I almost cringe, because I'm like, oh my God, she seems so happy, like right there. And I had no idea what I was about to dive into. Like, no idea.
No idea.
And it's just, it's weird.
No, it's weird.
I don't know. It's weird to look back.
Uh-huh. But another favorite thing of mine, like a real favorite, is just all the people I've met, like Grace.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how would I have met Grace, like, without making TikToks?
Exactly. Thank you. Obviously, you're like part of my favorites too, and like our kind of like little friend group, I guess you would say, like our TikTok friend group. And then, you know, some people that we don't love.
It happens.
But
you can't love everyone.
It happens. Yeah.
Listen, I don't expect everyone to love me, so you gotta be realistic.
I'm right there with you. I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
Yeah. That's another thing, actually, that I've learned. Another favorite thing about TikTok is the confidence. I mean, the amount of confidence that I've gotten as myself as a person. I mean, me stepping into college freshman, sophomore year, even junior year, senior year, I was not as confident as I am now. And I'm grateful that I put myself out on TikTok, that I've embarrassed myself in front of people I went to high school with, old roommates, people from my sorority, blah, blah, blah. I don't care anymore what people think of me. I still care, but
I'm like right there with you. Obviously, I still want to like be good for people, whatever,
for sure,
but at the end of the day,
you can't please everyone.
If people can't I can't please everyone.
No.
And if I'm not gonna have a friend because they think that my TikTok is weird or embarrassing, then we're just not compatible, if you know what I mean.
Exactly.
And that's kind of why I've like loved getting a little friend group from TikTok too, because obviously you guys always support me, vice versa, in everything I post, and it's just been exciting to see.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's definitely a like really encouraging having our little friend group.
Yeah, it's so cute and fun. So I had a question. Someone asked, do you have any exciting collabs coming up or any exciting things like with your art coming up?
I do have a goal in mind for Art by Zoos, but I can't say what it is. But I'll
Okay.
text it to
We'll
you
keep them
later.
hanging on it. Yeah, we need to keep them on a cliffhanger,
Yeah,
you know?
you gotta wait this one out because it might take a minute. but for my TikTok, no, I don't really have any collab in any exciting like new col I don't have any new collabs coming out, honestly, as of today.
Yeah, neither do I. I feel like February is such a dead month. I feel like December and January we were jam-packed with people.
Yeah.
'Cause that's like a big selling month, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's when I got so many emails.
Yeah,
And
and now I feel like I have none.
no. And the ones that I do have, I'm like not that interested in, you know? Like,
Yeah,
I am
yeah.
not gonna sit on my pay sit down, record a video, and promote a product that I don't like. Like, I'm picky with my
Yeah.
collabs. And I also feel really awkward sometimes making collabs. I don't know what it
Yeah.
is. Like, I feel like
No, I get you. It's kind of like imposter
it is
syndrome. Do you
like
know what I
imposter
mean?
syndrome, and I feel like it's not 100% authentic for me. Even like even if
Right.
I like the product, like I wear the product, I use the product, I eat the product, like I just feel awkward in imposter syndrome when I'm sitting down filming a video, 'cause I'm like, "Oh my God, like is this me filming an ad right now? Like that's wild." Did
Right.
that make sense?
No, I like actually completely get that. Especially because I don't want people to think that I'm being fake. Like any product I promote
Exactly.
is something that I would use myself. And I kind of have to make sure I keep on that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that way people don't think that I'm just being like fake.
For sure.
So I wanted to do like rapid fire questions. They did this on another podcast and I thought it was like pretty, it was just like fun. And it's just basically like questions that you answer yes or no to. Or like,
Okay.
it's just like simple. But you know, if you want to elaborate a little, you know I'm an elaborator. So I don't care if you do it all. And then we can wrap it up. I have one last question after the rapid questions.
Okay.
So rapid fire, what's your favorite movie?
How to Lose Guy in 10 Days.
Okay, your favorite color right now?
Green.
Oh my, ah, same,
Yeah.
same. Which I never thought would happen. Is
I
that your
know.
favorite color for spring too?
Green and pink and orange for spring. But I'm not talking about forest green. I do not like forest green on
Yeah, you're
me. Me and
talking
forest
about
green are
Kelly
not
Green.
friends. But like an apple
Kelly
green,
Green.
Kelly green, apple
Yeah.
green, sign me up.
Me and Kelly, we go way back. We're besties. I actually do. I know these are rapid fire, but I do want you to elaborate on this because a girl asked me this. I have a pair of golden goose and I know you have a few. So, do you think that golden goose are worth it?
I love this question. Because oh my God, I could go down one road or I could go down the other road right now. And I'm trying to figure out what the best road to go down is.
I mean, you can go down both if you want. We can play both
Well,
sides.
they kind of meet at the end, so
Yeah. Okay.
she asked if I like Golden Goose and if they're going out of style.
She asked, are they worth it? Or do you think that we should like go towards another trend?
Are they worth it? If you wear sneakers a lot, they're worth it. It really depends on the style. And obviously, 100%, I'm always going to preach wear what you want. Don't care about what other people think. And there's so much
Right.
hate for Golden Goose. And there's so much love for Golden Goose by all different communities.
Yeah.
Are they worth it? If we're being honest, for the price, no. They're really expensive for what they are.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
I have they last long if you don't wear them often. If you wear them often, the soles get so
Minor, yeah.
messed up. And
yeah,
obviously, Grace, go get yours resold.
Yeah, I think I need to, or I might just, I've been saving my money, so I might get another pair because I really want the running ones.
Yeah, they're so cute. I say if you're getting your first pair, or if you just want to like stick to a pair, I vote for plain, like a plain simple golden goose. Mm-hmm. I have the.
That's kind of where I went. I did gold.
Yeah, like I have the Sky Stars, and they're just black and white, and I love that because they go with everything, and they're not necessarily like. Preppy, but
yeah, I feel like that's a huge thing. Preppy,
that's a huge TikTok like thing.
Kind of the thing.
It almost frightens me sometimes, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah, because you and I lived through the generation where the people would get like the Keel James Patrick or whatever his name is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and
the Vineyard Vines, the Kentucky Derby. Like we lived through that. I mean, yeah. We were like old enough to know what that is.
Moscow Mules. Like
yes, like that whole
thing. J. Crew. And that's kind
of where I'm like, is this gonna happen again? I feel like Lily Pulitzer, like that Love Shack Fancy, is the Lily of our time.
Yeah, but can we talk about how preppy has morphed into this whole different thing where it's no hate, love roller rabbit, drunk elephant, golden goose, aloe yoga, Lululemon.
Yes,
and it's. Like, if you wear one of those items, I will get a comment on my page that someone tags someone else. Oh my God, she's so preppy. And I'm confused because I don't distinguish myself as preppy. But then I also want to talk about when did Drunk Elephant get preppy? Hot take.
Yeah, that's
hot
like question. What I don't get. Hot take. I think it's literally just the colors.
I think it is too.
I don't have any of the products.
I will see 14-year-olds on my page with Drunk Elephant using, like, their retinol. And I'm like, why is she using a retinol? Babe,
you literally have like, that, baby child skin. That scares me. Skin.
And that's another thing. How much power TikTok trends have over influencing someone to buy a product. Because if you are influencing a 14-year-old to buy a retinol serum without the assistance of a dermatologist, what can they be influenced to buy? I don't know.
I feel like that's such a bad, I kind of forget that like 14-year-olds watch my TikToks. That's why I do a lot of,
I do too.
I mean, if you're my friend on TikTok, you know, you see my friend's stuff and
yeah,
that's where I kind of post the real deal. I mean, not actually, but just like funny videos. But that is a big point that we do have such an influence on such a younger generation.
Yeah.
A 14-year-old should not be using retinol.
I really hope I didn't sound negative there. I don't want to sound like I'm bashing on anyone either.
No, but that's like such a big point. I feel like I don't even think about that.
Yeah.
Like I need to though.
It's just honest hour.
It is honest hour. We're leaving it all out on the table.
We are. Take it or leave it.
But back to rapid fire, favorite spring trend. Florals, just you were saying florals.
Florals, groundbreaking. that was really corny.
I mean, who doesn't love that movie?
Who doesn't love that movie? Who doesn't love colors? But I want to say tall boots with jean shorts, Grace. Like I told you the other day over our texts.
You see, guys, I'm already ahead of it because I have a friend like Zeus.
But, like, loose clothing with boots. I'm into that. And with the blazer, like, I know that a lot of people don't really like blazers, but, like, they're so effortless and cute and fun. Yeah. Like, I will always be an advocate for blazers.
I talked about that on, one of my very first podcasts, how I was over the blazer trend because it was, like, boring, but I feel like I'm diving back into it because I feel like with the colors you can and the accessories you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you, what do you think about like Tinks, like you know how she does the outfits where it's very like rich mom Calabasas energy, it's like a long maxi or midi, what is that brand called, oh my god, it's like slipping my mind, but she wears like a midi maxi dress like that's dark colors with like a zebra boot, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I haven't
seen what do you
those.
Think about that? I need
but
to kind of
if I'm imagining a maxi dress with a zebra boot, I think I'm into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very cute, it's very mature, like I don't, but like at the same time still fun.
Yeah,
so I need to kind of be looking on my Pinterest for like the boots with the thing. Because, you know, in Auburn, if I wear cowboy boots with shorts, then I'm just going to kind of look like a redneck.
See, that's...
You know what I mean? Because that's kind of the vibe here.
Yeah, and I feel kind of embarrassed going out in cowboy boots here because I live at the beach, by the beach. I don't want to say I live at the beach, but I live close to the beach. And...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't want people to misinterpret my cowboy boots. I'm wearing them for the trend, not because I have to go to the farm. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, and I feel like it could be misinterpreted at Auburn. But yeah. I did get a nice pair. They're black. They're really cute. I like them.
Well, it all just is based off of how you style them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. I want to get the Lucchese ones. Yes. You know, have you seen those?
The tall white ones. So long. The cream ones.
And when I was supposed to go to Nashville for my birthday. COVID happened, obviously, whatever. I was hoping I would get those. But hopefully I'll go back to Nashville soon with my parents.
You better vlog it.
Oh, obviously. We're obviously sharing that whole experience. Favorite spring trend? We answered that. Okay, last rapid fire. And then I have one more question for you.
Okay.
So this is just a funny rapid fire. Cats or dogs?
I can't choose.
You can't?
I can't.
Do you have both?
No, I never had a dog growing up, ever. Always cats.
Shut up.
It sucks.
Oh my gosh.
It's terrible. You know how many times I begged my parents for a dog and never got one?
Well, now just get one. They ask for forgiveness.
Well, I gotta have my own place, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What
kind of dog do you want?
I want a golden retriever or a long-haired German shepherd. Or, I don't know. I'm probably going to stick to Golden Retriever first, because that's a good, like, first-time owner dog.
That was my parents' first dog, and they really liked her a lot. They loved her. I mean, we all did. Okay, so last question, and we'll wrap it up. What are you most excited for right now?
Right now?
Like, as far as art? Yeah, like, is there anything...
Oh my god, I was about to say something so materialistic.
Well, I know what it is now.
Yeah, now
but
you
just
know.
Say it. It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah. I'm really excited for my new bag coming in tomorrow, but on Thursday. Today's Wednesday. But what am I really excited for?
I'm excited for your bag, too. Guys, she got the cutest bag, and I'm just so excited for it. I love it. But as far as, like, plan-wise, are you excited to plan something? Like, you know, I know that we've talked about doing a little trip with our TikTok friend group.
Yeah.
Or something in the near to far future.
I'm excited for that, whenever that happens.
Yeah, whenever we can figure that out.
Yeah, whenever we're all on the same schedule. But I'm excited to move back to Raleigh. That's what I'm excited for.
So when does that happen?
That happens end of May, early June. Haven't really decided yet. But it'll happen over the summertime, around that time. And I'm really excited to do that.
Yeah.
Because...
That's going to be fun. And kind of, you've explained it to me, but explain to them why you're excited, you know? To move back to Raleigh.
Well, the thing is, like, where I live right now, I have friends, but they're not my, like, close friends. Like, literally, all my, like, bestest friends live in Raleigh, yeah. And I also just am excited to be independent, like, fully independent again. And the shopping's better. The bars are better. I mean, everything's better. Is that inappropriate?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
And I love where I live right now. The beach is awesome. The people are awesome, but, like, it's not... I don't think I'm going to fully grow here. Right now, at this point in my life.
That's kind of what I was dipping into next, was just basically saying that, like, I feel like you'll be able to be, like, more artistically driven if you're in a place that makes you happier.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm not, like, unhappy here.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I need something fresh. Not too fresh, but fresh enough as, you know, that.
To make it to where, like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a little switch up.
Yeah.
But something that's not too, like, moving to a new country or something.
Been there, done that 3 times.
Wait, what?
I had to throw that in there. Wait, you didn't know?
Wait, I knew that you came... Wait, can you explain? I'm going to let you explain that.
You think people will be interested?
Dip into that. I think everyone will be interested. I think that's so interesting.
Okay, so I've lived in three different countries. I was born
I just can't believe that.
Yeah, well, I dropped my accent, so that's my fault. But I was born in Poland, in Warszawa, so I'm Polish, and all of my family is Polish.
Oh
And
my
then
gosh.
moved to England at the age of like 1.5. Lived there. I think I gulped. I'm gonna redo that. Lived there until I was 12, then moved to North Carolina from England. And I was actually making YouTube videos at the time that I moved. So I've always been into making videos. They were just like those music videos, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But I was so
Wait,
into
that's
the
so
editing.
cute.
So into the editing. So like it makes sense that I have a TikTok, I guess. And then moved here, obviously, and I actually wrote my college essay on moving from England to the United States. And I literally
Right.
talked all about seeing yellow school buses for the first time, lockers in the hallways. My most vivid memory of moving here is walking into my first class ever, first day of school, and walking in and seeing everyone with their hand over their chest to the
Doing
megaphone
the
or whatever
pledge.
doing the Pledge of Allegiance. And I just walk in and I stand in the doorway and I'm like, ooh, I'm just a little British girl. Like, what's going on? And my teacher, nice could be Miss LeBlanc, I think her name, she just like motioned me to do the head over the hand. And actually, I got my nickname Zeus in middle school in 7th grade from my friend Chrissy in the courtyard. Who, do you remember when Zuzu pets were really big at the time?
Yes,
That's where I got the
yes.
nickname.
Wait, that is like this is like my favorite part of the podcast so far.
Yeah,
'Cause this is like little tidbits like that.
that's a little bit about me. I
Well,
have,
obviously
yeah, and that
that is, I
means I
mean,
have
and you have
three
siblings, right?
citizenships, which is cool. Yeah, I have an older brother. He is 4 years older than me. He went to Chapel Hill, boo. Yeah.
I bet he. We need to talk about that because I bet I have someone. I need to play the people game, which I know you hate, but
We can play the people
there's
game.
someone I bet he knows.
Well, no, I'm always playing the people game with you.
I know, but now I finally have someone, and I
Oh,
just
there you
thought of
go.
that. But I'll text it to you because I don't want to dox them on the podcast. Okay, well, I'm sad that this is
I
ending because it was
know.
so fun to catch up with her today, and I know that a lot of the people that follow me are so excited for it and everything. If you want to say, like, I don't know, do you just go ahead and put your socials in so people can follow you.
Okay, my main Instagram is Zuzanna Chaba, ZuzAnnaChaba. My TikTok is Lil Zuzi, LilZuzzi. I don't know why I'm talking like a toddler. And my art account is art underscore by underscore Zuzi. Art by Zuz. And I think that's all my socials.
Yes. Yes. Well, please, it was so fun to have you today. Please go check her out. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
This was really fun.
Okay, guys, that is actually it for today's podcast. I'm so sad it's over. I obviously had a lot of fun with Zeus. It's so great to catch up with her. And I hope you guys liked it. I'm always open in my DMs. I say it a million times. But if you want another guest, please let me know. I have some scheduled. Just DM me who you want and I'll reach out. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend and week until I talk to you again. I'm your host, Grace Brown, and thanks for being candid with me.